AM 910 WJCW 718 with Carl and Etic on Tri-Cities Talk Radio. And each Wednesday about this time, we check in with the folks from the town of Jonesboro. It's the JBO Show, finding out what's going on in Jonesboro, brought to you in part and sponsored by the town of Jonesboro itself. Joining us this morning, as she has on many times past, Nora Davis. Good morning, Nora. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Hanging in there and rolling through here. Well, this is an exciting sort of thing now. This Friday, the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development is sponsoring a competition all geared toward Tennessee Songwriters Week 2023. Jonesboro, of course, Tennessee's oldest town, one of the premier places where you can find a lot of great music as well, is a site for this. So this is kind of exciting, Nora. What is available now? This is coming up Friday, the competition for songwriters. So tell us a little bit about this.
Oh, yeah, we're really excited to host this. We have local musicians that will play, and this is the qualifying round, and then they will move on to other rounds, and eventually the final round is in Nashville.
Ah, okay, so they'll be able to show up if they make it all the way through the qualifiers in front of big folks in the music industry down in Nashville, too, so that's exciting. I noticed on the sign-up page that for this particular sign-off, for a particular competition on Friday, that the applications have been closed, I think. Probably there are enough on hand now to completely fill up the slate. Is that something you've noticed, too, that really the applications went out pretty quickly?
Yes, that's true. Applications have filled out, and we plan to have around 15 performers that night. But even though that's closed, tickets are still on sale, and those are $10, and you can go to jonesboro.com/tickets for those.
Oh, okay. All right. So that'll be available, too. Now, is there a limited number of tickets available?
Yes, it is. It's at the International Storytelling Center. We have maybe tickets left or available total.
Okay, usually you can check at 753-1010, right, to find out ticket availability on virtually anything in Jonesboro, correct?
Yes, that's true, too, yes.
Okay, all righty, very good. So how are the songwriters going to be judged? This is going to be a competition, and, you know, my song versus your song. What are some of the criteria the judges will use?
Yeah, so they'll be based on song quality, their lyrics, we're looking for a lack of cliches, and just like a good performance. It's all going to be instrumental, being able to understand, you know, their lyrics. That's a few things.
And I would think, too, you know, how well the participants really connect, so to speak, with the audience with their songs. That's got to be a part of it, although it's hard to judge that on a piece of paper. But, you know, that that connection's got to be very important.
Yes, it is a big thing that's very important when it comes to judging them.
Okay, so it turns out now that select songwriters from all the qualifying rounds, including the one in Jonesboro, are, as you said, going to different predetermined showcase events, and those will take place on February 19th to the 25th. Finalists from that round, that's where they go to Nashville after that. So maybe as we get closer to that particular week in February there, we'll find out what our local songwriters, the winners and so forth, how they've advanced. But Nora Davis, always a lot of fun to find out what's going on in Tennessee's oldest town, Jonesboro. You, thanks for joining us here. You are outreach coordinator for the town of Jonesboro and always a font of information about things we need to know, too. So the big competition this Friday from 7 till 9 o'clock, the International Storytelling Center, Tennessee Songwriters in Competition in Jonesboro. Nora, you take care. Always good to talk with you, and we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you.